for Shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Samantha.
Me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
Don't mess with Texas, bitch.
Episode 100, people.
That was good. I like
I
it.
I know. You like that?
Yeah,
like the new introduction?
I really like it.
100. Okay, so even though you probably won't want to answer this, do you just pick from a little template groove that they have, or do you actually make it?
No, I actually made that.
Seriously?
With my banjos and everything.
No. I mean, I know they have synthesized instruments, but do they
have
template beats that you put together, like Fruity Loops?
They have template beats, but you can add like different instruments to it also.
Okay. You know what that totally sounds like?
What?
You would know. Toe Jam and Earl from back in the day on Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
It totally sounds like that.
Yeah, that does sound like that.
It's like this old like funk.
Yeah.
That's rad. I like it.
Funky.
Uh-huh.
So this is the episode 100 extravaganza.
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 Oh, puke.
You thought she couldn't get any quieter. You were wrong.
This summer.
In a world full of loud people.
I will try much harder.
2007.
She was a woman.
I got in trouble for being loud today.
And
I think
she was
I can
a man.
I don't think you can.
I can.
And then she was a boy.
Hey, women guys. Can't be loud.
I can be loud.
In bed.
Yeah, that's about it, though.
Oh. After they puke, after being in bed with Ryan.
Ew.
Oh, that's
yes, me. That is
ouch.
Makes me sad.
I've only been one time.
No coughing, please.
What?
I'm sorry.
I'm sick. Alrighty.
I'm sick.
So we have a lot of calls to go through today.
Mm. Yay! Calls.
Where's the studio audience?
Clap, 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 clap.
That was good.
That was a studio audience.
I took total medicine.
So I actually put these in alphabetical order of people that called because I didn't want to make one person more special than the other.
It's OCD.
Yeah, kind of. But it was also by accident. So we actually had some famous people call.
Oh.
Yeah, three or four famous people called.
That's really? Amazing.
Yeah.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot. I'm gonna drop it. Dude.
She's such a whore. She's such a whore.
We love Paris Hilton here at Foul Monkeys.
Whore.
Alrighty, so ready to go into it?
Yeah.
Beware the groove.
Alright, first person up, Angry Goatee.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, it's Mike. That's right, aka Angry Goatee. Just wanted to call and find out if you guys are gonna do a live show for the 100th. Episode,
no.
So I can call in live and say hello and fart on the air and all that bullshit. Anyways, man, wow, 100 episodes. What the fuck? Time has
I know, get
by.
Off the air already, right?
Anyways, dudes, Herb, Ryan, Misty, and all the other Brady Bunch.
He didn't even say
keep
my name.
Foul, keep it real. Talk
damn.
To you guys later, man.
Woo!
And from me to you, wah, fuck you.
So that's Mike. He's actually one of the first listeners of the show since like episode 2 or 3 or
oh,
something
cool.
like that.
It's only because
he's
you
first
know
on
him.
The list.
I'm just joking.
Yeah, only because his name starts with an A. But
yeah.
He's special too.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
I made
his
it that way.
His name starts with an M.
No, but
angry.
His name is
Angry
Mike. Goatee.
Yeah, but he used to be right. Gay.
Formerly
okay
known
for
as
like
Gay's Okay.
The longest time.
Formerly known as www.clownpoop/bigfootmexicanpenis.
So he's just been changing his name so that he's higher and higher on the list.
Right.
Because it was W and then G and
right.
now A.
Yeah.
I don't know if it went like that, but yeah.
So we have our any comments on that? Anybody?
I
have a comment. Why didn't he say my name?
Didn't he say it at the beginning though?
Yes.
Oh yeah, you're right. It's because he loves me.
He's pretty cute too.
Mm-hmm. He is cute.
Ricky is definitely a fan.
Oh, shut up. All right, so here we go. Here's one of the first famous people that called into us.
Oh,
it's hot. Hi, this is Governor Schwarzenegger. I'm calling you to tell you that you should come to California because it's the best state that has ever been invented. In fact, it's so good, we're going to buy the Louisiana Purchase, and then we'll call it the California Schwarzenegger Purchase. And we'll call it California Schwarzenegger, like in Schwarzenegger Commando. I was calling to tell you, happy 100th, foul monkeys. You are very foul, and I will keep things foul in California. And I will chop all the competition with my chopping. And Eddie Murphy will come to America with me.
You know what's funny is you don't, like, Arnold wouldn't really have to say Louisiana. Like, I bought the Louisiana Purchase. All he would have to say is, I purchased Louisiana. Mm-hmm. It's like the same thing. But,
well, yeah. Arnold's been a big fan since, what, like, episode 4?
Yeah,
after Johnny gave him a big hummer.
Since the release of Blade Runner.
And then made him get a divorce from his wife.
Yeah, that was sad.
So it was very sad. He had a moment.
Wait, Gina or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, okay. Gina gave Arnold
showed Arnold his hunger.
He gave him stuttering.
Which was hydrogen power, I believe.
Gave what?
It was hydrogen powered.
Oh, uh-huh. The Hummer?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so here we go. This is actually from another podcast, Bear Podcast. They left us a message, and here we go.
The podcast for bears and cubs?
The podcast for bears and cubs.
Hey there, foul monkeys. Congratulations on your 100th episode.
All right. Can you believe it? This show started off as just this simple little pissant show. And now look at where they are. They're this big, giant pissant show. No, just kidding. congratulations, guys, on 100 episodes. That's actually an achievement that you should be proud of. And, you know, keep up the good work. It's a lot of fun listening to you guys.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we haven't introduced ourselves. This is Denard from Bear Podcast. And
this is Excalibur.
That's right. So, yeah, if you guys want to leave a voicemail to these guys, call 206-984-FOUL.
Mm-hmm. So do you think there's a race that they haven't offended yet on the show, Nard?
Excalibur, I've seen you naked and you're hot.
Oh.
And Nard...
Nard's cute.
I don't think I need to see you naked, but you're pretty damn cute anyway.
Nard is from...
He's from the Philippines.
Philippines. I always say Malaysia. Is that close?
No.
I don't even know how close it is.
No.
But
yeah, they... I like their podcast a whole lot. And you just told me that recently Ray...
Yeah.
Roy.
Roy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought his name was Ray.
Ray in Houston?
No. Excalibur.
Roy.
Okay, Roy. He told me that he likes me because I tell it like it is.
Yeah, he tells it like awesome, it is. Man. That's why he likes him.
That's awesome. Thank you. I do. I try to. I don't know.
It's BearPodcast.com. Make sure you go check them out. They're cool guys.
Mm-hmm.
We've been getting a lot of traffic from them, actually.
And a lot of diseases. Mostly just from Nard because I didn't mean Roy.
Oh.
So because he's Filipino? Is that why he said that?
Damn.
Yeah, they've got like ants in their pants, and they do the boogie dance.
Oh,
ooh,
that's how they do it in Filipino land.
Where is the Philippines? It's north.
Where is
east,
the
or excuse me, northwest of Australia.
Oh,
it's like off the coast
or northeast, actually.
It's like a little off bit. The
coast. Well, New Zealand is like, there, so is it close to New Zealand?
Yeah, and it's like below Asia on the right.
I was right.
Okay, but then you said you were wrong
because you looked at me like I was crazy.
No, I didn't.
Talking to the microphone.
It's a huge, like.
Oh,
I guess,
I'm sorry.
I guess you would say like archipelago. It's a huge like collection of islands.
Archipelago.
So. This summer.
I thought the Philippines were off the coast of San Francisco.
No, that's the fill of fags. That's the Fagapines.
Everything's an archipelago.
All right, next call. So this is from a new listener, actually, from LiveJournal. And I just opened up a completely wrong program.
My shit looked like an archipelago after that guy fucked me last week.
In San Francisco.
No, stop.
Hey, guys.
Damn.
That was the quickest call ever. Thanks, man.
I'm
we
fucking
appreciate
it up. I'm
Thanks
sorry.
For calling.
Do I need, to, do I need to fuck you up for you to fuck this up?
What?
I don't know.
Live. Here we go.
Hardcore
Big Fun Drew.
On the 100th episode.
Hey, guys. This is Andy. You probably know me as Big Fun Drew on LJ and any of your other slutty fights. Just started listening to the show. I enjoy it. And I guess that's pretty much all I had to say. Congratulations on your 100th episode. Happy Father's Day to all the dads and those that like them. See ya.
See you.
He sounded distracted.
Like
he was masturbating.
Or
getting a blowjob.
I think he was masturbating.
From Rui Cub?
Because he sounded like he was doing a lot more work.
No,
so like,
I think I thought he was in the bathroom. I thought he called you.
I think he sounded like
call back. Tell us if you were masturbating in the bathroom or receiving him.
Or if you were masturbating while you were shitting.
He's a cute guy.
I just think he was shitting. I don't think that had anything to do with masturbation or head.
You know, Drew, you're a cute guy and you hang out with cute guys and that is a good thing. And thank you for listening. I never thought we would have him listening to
that's
our show.
That's like a good thing in junk.
I don't know why. I don't know. That's cool. I'm happy.
Oh, just to let everyone know it's 11:15 at night and it's about 2 hours and 15 minutes past my bedtime.
Loser.
2 hours.
You get up at 9? What are you, 86?
Seriously.
No, he's 9 years old.
No, let me tell you who's 90 years old when we're in
Burger
King time today.
That's what son's bedtime
and
he, is.
And Ryan was like, oh my God, it's so cold.
It was cold.
He is grandpa, dude. That's his name.
I was like, what are you, 85?
I'm like an old man.
He's a big
I'm
baby.
Like an old man.
I'm a big old man.
He's a
like
big
popsicles.
Baby.
You're a big baby.
I don't complain about everything.
Don't get real quiet and talk like this because no one can hear you.
Don't
Sorry.
Make me claim mom with fake teeth on your cock.
I don't complain about everything.
Oh.
Ooh. Fight.
No.
Hey, man. It's cool.
Bjorn, Bjorn. Here we go.
I stay up later than you, but I watch old people's TV. So.
Hey there, Foul Monkeys. This is Bjorn from Dallas wishing you a happy 100th episode. Keep it foul. Keep it real.
I like that his name starts with BJ.
Right?
I know. I like to...
Talk about putting your best foot forward.
I need to see him because his me is cute. So I'm pretty sure he's cute too.
Okay, you know what? I totally think I have these calls mixed up and it's not going to make sense.
Why?
Well, it doesn't matter. Just play.
No, it does.
Yeah.
Damn it.
What?
Why isn't it... I don't understand.
Let's pause.
Can
this
we
for
put
second.
It on like pause?
And we're back.
Yeah, our shit's straight now.
Okay.
Well,
next call.
My shit's straight. I don't know about y'all.
My shit's kind of crooked.
Oh.
And
runny. Mine too.
I don't have
my
shit.
Shit's like an archipelago.
Plop, plop. So let's get back into the calls because we have millions of them.
There's like a bajillion.
A gajillion.
We had to delete 98% of them.
Of the calls. Because 97% of them
are
from, were
San,
from
Francisco.
San Francisco.
From San Francisco.
There were haters.
We ride the trolley everywhere.
Actually, dude, we didn't get one bad call, did
ding,
we?
Ding, ding, ding.
No. Those guys are pussies. They never
call.
They
will
bad
never
stuff,
call.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to be like,
hey, man, free
fool.
Shit. Yeah.
Or whatever.
Okay, so here we go. This is Christian. He's one of the original listeners.
Original.
And he decided to call twice, actually. I think he had attitude the first time. And then
hey, is he the one with the penis?
You're totally not supposed to say that on...
Oh, no, that was
not friend. The one I... No, no, no. That's a different person. Here we
hey,
go.
Okay.
Hey, this is Christian from California. Just congratulating you guys on your show. You guys have been really funny. And Ricky, you can stop your fucking bitching. All right? I fucking called already. Leave it alone. God. So, keep up your work, guys.
He's the one that wants to see penis.
Yes.
Right.
He wants to see penis.
He wants to see our penises.
And then this is his follow-up call.
Okay.
Hey, this is Christian calling from California. I just wanted to congratulate you guys on your show. You guys have been really good inspiration for me to start my own show. So when I have my own podcast, I'll let you guys know about that. You can criticize all you want. And Ricky, now you can quit your fucking bitching because I fucking finally called. So back the fuck up. All right?
Well, when you have your own show, then I'll be asking you for
We're an inspiration,
pictures.
You guys.
Was that the same call, though?
No. Well, I think he was trying to be mean the first time and nice the second time.
That's weird.
It's only because I've been begging him for the past 4.5 weeks to call.
He's like playing schizophrenic good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. It sounded like exactly the same call to me.
Well, maybe you should check your ears.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh.
Damn.
No, sorry, I bet you there's an
Dig
email
deeper
somewhere.
With the Q-tips.
There's an email somewhere in Ricky's Macintosh that says, hey, don't send that. Don't put that first one on the air. I really meant to say the second one.
I know,
one.
Right?
Anyway, yeah. You're awesome. Thank you.
So here we go. This is from someone from a bear site.
I need to see a picture of him, too.
Who?
Christian.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you want us to make a list?
No, I'm good.
All the listeners.
All the
penises. He's too skinny
all
for you.
All the penises I must see.
He's too skinny for you.
Whatever.
So this is Chub Tickler.
If I was blindfolded, the penis is the same.
Hi, Ricky. This is Chub Tickler. You're a new member of yours. Just called to say I love the show. I'm downloading all the pods I can, and keep up the good work, and hope to talk to you soon. Bye.
So where is he from, do you think?
I was just going to ask.
He sounds country, right?
He's the I Tickle Chubbs guy, right?
Yeah. Do you know where he's from?
I'm going to go out on a limb because he sounds that way, but
Kentucky?
Shifty, no.
Montana.
Missouri.
They don't sound that country, do they?
Missouri?
No, I wouldn't say Missouri.
You just said Missouri.
I said it twice.
Nobody said Missouri. I said Missouri.
He said Missouri.
Yeah. Did he?
Or Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you do need to check your ears.
Whatever.
Is my earwax on my headphones blocking your hearing?
Damn.
Dude, I was sick and I still am.
Ew.
Oh, you
I'm
got
sick too.
Like,
really?
Yeah.
Let's get sick together.
So,
I'm so excited.
Let's get well together.
I'm so excited.
The table's healthy as hell.
And I just can't hide.
I just can't hide my herpes.
Oh.
I'm not getting sick with you anymore.
Let's get well together.
Herpes.
Let's run like hell.
All right. So,
just let you know he spit on
no,
this.
No, so
too.
Where is he from? Where's.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you knew and you were testing us.
Chub Tickler,
mystery.
You'll have to call in and let us know where you're from.
Where does the tickling of Chubs go
where do you reside?
I thought he said Tub Tickler.
Chub Tickler.
Chub. I heard Chub.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your hearing is questionable.
Tummy Tickler, except a lot apparent. Better tasting because those things suck.
Enrique. Yeah! Here we go.
I can be your hero, baby.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, this is Enrique from California. I just wanted to congratulate you guys on your 100 episodes. And keep up the good work, and you guys are way funny. And I'll be calling you guys soon again. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, you know, it would be great if people would send us videos of themselves listening to Foul Monkeys.
Right, that would be cool.
Laughing their ass off. Because, like, whenever they call in, they sound like it's 4 a.m. and they just got done laughing and they can't laugh anymore, so excuse they don't sound that funny. Like,
well, have you called it? Have you called the line yourself?
Like, oh my god, I've laughed so hard I can't even talk.
Yeah, and it's like I wanna see proof that you actually find us funny. You know, like
they're probably like download delete.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's awkward.
I have all the ones I downloaded saved.
So
you think it's awkward?
Yeah.
We just leave a voicemail.
No, it's not.
And how many of the ones you have saved have you listened to, Ryan?
I listened to all the ones I have saved.
And those would be the ones with you on it?
Nope. Lately, I've been on the show a lot more, so it's hard to listen to without listening to me.
Okay.
What? Do you shut my ears?
So here we go. We have a guest, or we have a famous person calling in.
Oh, famous.
Yeah, here we go.
Famous.
Ryan knows them.
Hey, Ricky, it's Ryan. I have somebody here who wants to talk to you.
Hi, I'm Chris. How are you? Like, this is one time I went to Crystal because, like, we were drinking and going ketamine all night. And then, like, they wouldn't give me any on. And then, like, after that, like, I threw up and, like, they're like, you can't park your car here. And I was like, whatever, I can park where I want. I'm Paris Hilton, I was on the Temple lot. I can park in your lobby if I feel like it, bitch. And I passed out, I don't even remember what happened. Nicole Rizzi is a bitch. Oh, no.
That sounded very Jerry Springer-ish.
What were you doing with Paris Hilton?
I was hanging out. She came up to the break area. So I was like, and I happened to be dialing the Foul Monkeys number. I was like, hey, Paris Hilton, talk to the Foul Monkeys. And she's like, oh, I love Foul Monkeys.
Let me take my dick out of my mouth. And then I will. Yeah,
seriously. Let me take my dick.
She had brought a dick with her.
There's absolutely no
she
way
has portable
you were in a room
on-demand dick.
With Paris Hilton, not get your dick sucked. There's no way.
It wouldn't be my fault anyway. She'd probably club me or something.
Just suck your dick.
P-O-D.
Yeah, you know how she craves it. She's crazy.
She craves the cock.
Thank you, Paris.
So next up we have Forrest, who is like a webmaster of
Forrest
Gump. No.
Shrimp gumbo.
Oh, I thought it was another famous person.
Shrimp.
He's a webmaster of BearTube.com.
Shrimp.
Oh.
The webmaster.
Is that what you call them now? Am I like out of date?
No, webmaster? That's
what yeah.
Okay. That's I just want to make sure I'm still hip, right?
Webmaster piece.
Well, you've got a Mac, so I don't know about that.
Oh.
Mac means
do they
hip.
Do you get on the World Wide Web on a Mac?
Can you get to AOL on Forest. The lake?
Forest, here we go.
Can I say something?
What? Made in China.
I encountered a person that actually still has web TV.
Oh. Shrimp gumbo, shrimp on
She's
TV.
Like, if I switch to that Roadrunner, my web TV is still going to work. Shrimp. I'm like, it works now.
Shrimp on TV. Shrimp on DVR.
Here we go.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah, hi, this is Forrest from Planet Bears and Two Bears, just calling in and saying congratulations on 100. And I wish Draco would say something. Draco's my puppy. Say hello, Draco. Say hello, Draco. Say hello, Draco. Go on.
Yeah, he's about as entertained as Finbar was that night.
But good luck.
That's what she said.
Have another great 100 shows. Bye.
Draco is a really cool name.
That
is
really awesome.
I knew a guy in school named Draco.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It was a video game.
He was a redneck.
I was just kidding.
Did he what? What did you say?
I said, do you have his number?
Oh.
I was just
because, you know, he's only like 35 now.
He was a cool guy, but he kind of had like 4 extra arms.
Ew. Oh.
What? Like Goro?
Like and like penis. 5 extra penises.
Like Baraka? Was it Baraka?
No, Baraka.
No, Goro
no,
was
Goro.
The,
yeah, Goro, was Goro the had the 2 extra arms.
And then
Baraka
Sheikra,
had the blades on his
arm.
What
was her name?
Shiva?
She
had the forearms
she had
too.
Forearms.
She was
yeah,
like
she
his
was
sister.
Like
I
his wife or
don't
something.
Know what you're talking about.
Mortal Kombat.
Oh. Anyway, that was Forrest.
Okay.
So that was Forrest from planetbears.com and twobears.com. Make sure you go check out the site.
Scorpion. Finish him.
And
Sub-Zero.
Okay, we're done.
What do you know? We have another famous person calling us.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Is it Lionel Richie?
It's close.
Hello.
You ready?
Is it me?
Here we go.
Jumbo weepy bum.
This is Nicole Richie. I passed him. He's been coming in saying I'm a bitch. Well, I was just coming to say that she's a bitch. And I don't know why she wasted her one phone call from jail to call Sam Muggins blonde whore. Anyway, she stole all my ketamine too, so now I can't take it, dumbass. I was just calling to say hi and congrats on the 100th show and to say that Paris Hilton's a dirty bitch. She needs to go wash her car and eat a Whopper like she did on that commercial and then throw it up because she's an anorexic slut. Bye.
What's the other one he does?
Jump with that bumbler, hey, hey, mumble, mumble.
And what does that mean?
I have no idea what that means. In the words of Lionel Richie. Right.
I went to Africa. I met some other black folk. I learned it there.
I heard them saying
I talked to Eddie Murphy.
I think it means free beer.
I was in that Coming to America, but I got cut out of the movie.
Yeah. Because I was already in America.
I couldn't handle the flies in
Africa. I wonder if any of Coming to America was filmed in Africa. Like, at all.
No.
They probably used, like, stock footage and then, like,
dude, it was probably filmed in Lion Safari down south here. Yeah.
They probably took it from Roots.
Is that place still
yeah.
open? Is Lion Safari still open?
I don't know what that is.
Oh,
what is
it? I thought you guys... Yeah, it's in Florida. It's like a theme park, but it's like a real place where you get in these jeeps
Hunt
and
lions?
You drive out to the middle of
yeah,
nowhere.
Yeah, that's called
like,
Busch Gardens.
No, but there's like wildlife and lions
Adventure,
and shit everywhere.
What is that one? Is it Adventure Island or...
Adventure
Islands
Island
of Adventure.
Water park.
Islands of Adventure. There's one that's like a Disney park, I think.
Animal Kingdom,
is it?
Yes, but that's really new. Yeah, that's I don't think that's what he's talking about.
Gator?
West Palm Beach, Florida.
West Palm Beach is all the way down there.
Yeah.
It's like all the way down there.
That's like next to the South Pole or something.
Yeah.
That's like not in the panhandle.
Yeah. I've never. Well, this is as far as I've been.
You've never been further south?
I think I've been to Jupiter. That's about it.
Fuck is that?
That's a planet.
The town.
That's halfway to West Palm Beach.
Halfway. Yeah, I'm not going any fucking further.
So this
That's
is
what she said.
Looks like Stephanie's not going down south.
Oh, shit.
No, I will.
Oh, okay.
After
I'm Paris Hilton.
My mom's watching the baby.
Right it's back after sad. These messages. All right, let's go.
Jer Dog.
Is he black?
Jer-dog?
He's black. He's a truck driver.
Oh, snap.
And he's always on LiveJournal, like writing these big long posts about being a truck driver.
While he's driving. Like with his sidekick or
with
his gigantic penis?
And he hates
both.
Does his penis have Wi-Fi?
Here we go.
Hey, Foul Monkeys guys. This is Jerry, a.k.a. Jared Dog from LiveJournal. I just wanted to give you guys a call to congratulate you on reaching 100 episodes of your kick-ass podcast. I'm listening to episode 99 right now, which means I only have episodes 80 to 98 to listen to catch up on. But I wanted to give you guys a call, like I said, to congratulate you on 100 episodes, and hopefully I'll hear my call, as well as the other people who've called in to wish you guys all the success when you guys do show number 100 later this week. Hope you guys are having fun, and I'll be in touch. Bye.
Yeah, this message was from last week.
Hey, that's cool. It's been 10 days since we recorded.
He's probably been waiting.
Yeah.
They're all going, I fucking called.
He's like, am I going to have to come down there and make
that
some
That would be funny
slaps?
If y'all quit the show after 99. I know. Like, we've got all your calls.
Oh, I think we did that. Like,
to get
when
the 100th episode.
When we did episode 50 and we said we were stopping, and I think people took us literally. And, like, stop subscribing to
Oh,
us.
Man.
Yeah, because
yeah, we're trying
more.
To play a joke, and it kind of didn't
backfired
work.
On you.
That's what happens with fags. I don't know.
They must be really stopping. I'm just going to unsubscribe.
Yeah, man.
iTunes.
They take it seriously. They take it seriously.
Why
like
would
the
you unsubscribe? I mean, can you only have subscription to so many at a time?
No, but
so there's no reason to ever.
No, but it's iTunes, so you have to have, like, the newest and the hippest. And if something's.
No, but if we
off,
told them
like,
that we weren't going to. Or we weren't going to podcast anymore, they could unsubscribe because there'd be no point in it. Keeping
but there'd be no point in unsubscribing. It's a waste of time.
It takes room on the list.
Yeah, and
yeah,
facts,
and
facts need their room to fit it in.
And junk. So we have actually a Dallas listener.
It looks like a dildo.
Or a Texas listener. You know, that's where we
Texas.
Have most of our listeners from.
Yep. They're hot.
So here we go. John from Dallas.
Happy 100th episode, Ricky, Herb, and the rest of Foul Monkeys, Misty, Seth, Ryan. This is Bjorn from Dallas. Thank you for the podcast, and keep it up. Later.
John from Dallas.
Did he say John or Bjorn?
John.
I was like, oh my God, do you have two listeners named Bjorn?
Oh my God.
How the hell
BJ
did you do
and
that?
BJ too.
Are you huge in Finland?
I like BJ2, said my name. Second coming.
Huh? I like John because he said my name.
Did he?
Yeah, he said Steph. He said Misty Steph.
Yeah. I thought he said staff in fiction.
I thought he said stuff.
BJ2.
I thought he said Misty Stuff.
The second coming.
I was like, Misty I was like stuff? Don't be talking about Misty Stuff.
Don't Gee. Take this away from me.
No, it,
are
it
we
was,
stealing your
that
thunder?
That makes more sense for him to say
we're
that.
Stealing her
staff
BJs.
Infection or stuff, Misty Stuff.
I think Finbar needs to have a little BJ of his own.
Ooh,
outside.
Oh, that's dirty.
Did you guys get that whole pun thing though? You know
what?
BJ2, the second coming.
That's such a porn title.
I'm sure it already exists.
Coming with a U. Wait, so who's John? Tell me who.
John's from Dallas, Texas. He's been a listener for a while.
Is he the guy with the? I don't know what.
I
what? Well,
he's
what?
Just a listener. I don't know a lot about him. But
what's his thing though? Everybody John, has, you know, is he black? Is he is he gay?
He's white and he's gay and from Texas.
Okay.
His name is John.
Does he have antlers?
No.
Would he like
the
to
only
take
thing
Finbar?
That comes out of Texas is steers and queers.
Would he like to? Would he like to take Finbar off for a BJ? I think he really needs one. I see the lipstick coming out.
Finish him.
All right, so here we go. Brandy called in, and she
Your
had a famous person hanging out with her too.
It's mine.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Herb. This is Brandy. I was calling to say congrats on the 100th show, and I wanted to say thanks for being such good friends to me.
Aww.
Have fun, and I hope that you guys have another 100 shows. Oh, and hold on. Nicole Ritchie wants to talk to you again.
Hey, this is Nicole Ritchie again. I just called about Bitches, Dirty Bitch. I also wanted to say, tell her to stop singing my dad's song all night long. He has copyright, and I'll sue her bitch ass.
Damn.
All night long. All night. Jumbawita, bumble, hey.
Every time I think of that, though, I don't think of Lionel Richie. I mean, I know it's him, but I think of Chris Tucker in the Element, where he's like,
Ruby Road.
Yeah.
All night. Ooh. Yeah. Your dreams. Your desires.
I love that movie.
It's so
funny. I'm confused.
Funny. Dude,
you've
the
never
Fifth
seen
Element.
Fifth Element?
Have you never seen Fifth Element?
I own it. We
oh, that has
it.
the model lady in it, right?
The blue, yeah,
what
Mila
the fuck
Jovovich.
What's wrong with you?
I've seen it.
Lady?
I just don't
the
remember.
Blue diva lady with
She's
the
like
stones in her pussy.
And Chris Tucker's like a big drag queen, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I don't even know what
Bruce
it is.
Willis is kicking ass. Corbin,
yeah, I've seen
as
that.
He
Corbin
does.
Dallas.
You don't remember it, though? It's my favorite movie.
Yeah, that's seriously
know,
the
it's
best
your,
movie.
It's your favorite movie?
It's my favorite movie?
Movie,
except for Fight Club and Ew. Emily and Memento and Rec Room for a Dream.
Memento.
So
I've
like,
seen half of that movie.
It's like so it's my, like five?
It's like my fifth favorite movie.
It's my,
oh my
favorite
God.
Movie.
The Fifth Element is your
fifth
favorite
movie?
Fifth
favorite
no, but it's really, it's
oh
like,
my God.
It's like one of those new classic
that's
movies
a paradox.
That like, we're going to tell our kids about, and it's going to be like, remember this movie?
We're having kids?
Yeah, Chinese babies.
Ping and Pang.
Pin and Pang.
Can you please really do that? Please.
It'll be like Shin Chan.
What about Ping and Pong?
No.
That's
ping pong. Ping pong. Come for dinner.
Ping pong.
Come for dinner.
Ping pong. Get in here.
Ping pong. Get in here now.
Stop dicking around in the basement.
No, you know, it's always funny when there's like, it's always funny when there's like the white as hell, like white bread American, like dad, like ping and pong, come in here right now. And the woman's like, yeah, ping pong. Come for dinner right now. Fight the lie.
You
know,
can like, name one Foo and the other one King.
Foo King. Ha 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 ha. To me, play Joe. To me, Chinese.
What?
Or we can name one Foo and one Q.
Foo Q.
That's from Austin Powers.
Yeah, it was bad.
All right, Justin, Oklahoma, here we go.
Hey, Ricky and Herb, it's Justin from Oklahoma. Just wishing you a happy 100th episode of Foul Monkeys. Keep me laughing. Cheers.
He has the most beautiful blue eyes I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he's very
His state cute. Looks like a pot.
Yeah, and I know another Justin from Oklahoma who isn't cool. So
Oklahoma.
Every time I hear Justin from Oklahoma, I don't think of that one. I think of him as his
And I don't
name.
Like states that end with the letter A.
Homa.
Except Florida. For this one.
Like homicidal.
I don't really like this state either, though.
Like homicidal?
What about
like a lot of states?
Virginia.
South Dakota, yeah. North Dakota,
California.
California, South Carolina, California,
Arizona,
Montana,
New Mexico.
Oh, oh my God. Like North Dakota, South Dakota.
North Carolina, South Carolina.
Okay, maybe
Virginia,
I don't
West
like
Virginia.
States that start and end with vowels. I think that's what it is. Like Iowa. That's fucking weird. Iowa. We need to rename Iowa to something more hard.
Ohio.
People, yeah.
Like
people are coming, like seeing the states and they're like, oh, look at the pissy freaking, oh, Iowa. What's that? You know,
dude, it's probably something that's, you know, it's like in a Garda Vita. It was probably like
Dakota.
A real word that somebody said when they were drunk when they
yeah. Benjamin Franklin named that state. They're going to call that one. Ow.
I know, and it really was like, you know, he was
Ben,
trying
could you spell that?
Wait, wasn't Abraham was Lincoln from Iowa?
O-W.
No, he was from Illinois.
No, he was really trying to explain, like, how he...
No, Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln was from, like, Virginia.
No, he was from Illinois.
Or something.
All right, with the history.
Was there
Illinois? Benjamin, or Abraham Lincoln was from Nebraska.
No.
Dude, well, whoever it was, they were probably trying to
it was
explain.
Cold, whatever it
do
was.
You just like saying that word? Nebraska.
Yes. It also ends in an A.
Well, here we go. We have Kevin calling from a state that ends in an A. Here we go.
An eight?
Hey, guys. My last message sucked. So I'm sending another one because I sounded like fucking morbid. Anyway, happy 100th episode. Kevin. This is Kevin from North Carolina. Anyway, love you guys.
Guy?
Thank you guys. Awesome. Hope to keep hearing you guys for a long time. Anyway, and also my friends Morat and Beauregard Cantrell send their love, and hope to talk to you guys more in the future. Take care. Bye.
Dude, I have
I
to
totally
say,
wish Morat would have called our 100th episode.
No, I'm really excited about Beauregard. I love it when country people say Beauregard.
Beauregard.
My son Beauregard. I love it.
Oh, is that a real name?
Yes,
dude,
my uncle, Bo.
Yeah,
my uncle
like
is Bo, named
Bo. It's long for Bo.
Oh.
Chad and Bo.
He sounds a lot gayer than I thought. Wow. Maybe it's just
he's cute,
North,
though.
Well, maybe it's just because he's from North Carolina.
Actually.
What?
Okay.
What? What?
Are we having right. five conversations with four people?
There was
yes.
two.
And
oh.
I'm having two.
It's not the two much, baby.
So, Kevin from North Carolina.
Yeah, he's cute, though. He's very...
I'm not gay. I'm just from North Carolina.
I guess that is how they talk.
For real,
I'm very sorry, Clay.
What I mean is that, like, his voice is just a lot higher than I talk. Because, like, Larry the Cable Guy does not sound like that.
No, he looks like Larry the Cable Guy.
You're right, but he doesn't sound like him at all.
I'm from North Carolina.
We're sorry.
What's wrong with North Carolina?
Yeah, but you're not...
Clay Aiken.
It doesn't count.
Okay, that's what's wrong with
Fantasia.
What?
You're not represented very well.
That's
why you gotta get famous.
But yeah, he wants us to come up to his city and come visit him.
Which
That'd
one?
Cool.
Greenville?
Oh, they have big hair there.
He doesn't have hair.
That's all they do is grow a lot of giant hair.
No, all the women there have those big, huge bouffant bangs.
Dolly
blonde.
I said bouffant together.
Like,
that's all awesome.
Designing women?
What?
Like designing women?
That's Georgia.
Like designing women.
That's Georgia.
Well,
whatever.
Greenville's like that, too.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to go visit
Isn't there like a Greenville, South Carolina or Green something?
There's Greenbow, Alabama.
Yeah.
Greensboro.
That's North Carolina.
Greensboro's South
Carolina. Yeah, there's one in South Carolina because my aunt and uncle live in North Carolina.
There's probably one in like a lot of states.
But they have a house in Green something, South Carolina.
I lived in Matthews, which is on the border between both.
Your mom's a Greensboro.
Your mom was on my border last night.
Oh,
that was even better.
Damn.
Borderline.
Now it's even cooler because he had a song.
Damn. Damn, that's a musical diss.
That's a double diss.
Can you triple dog diss?
Biatch.
We'll let Lala from Texas take over.
And it's
here we go.
Happy 100th. To you. Happy 100th to you. Happy 100th, foul monkeys. Happy 100 to you. I can't sing, but I love you. Mwah!
Okay, is it me, or was she totally in her bathtub She's when totally she was singing that?
Did she borrow Special K from Paris Hilton?
So that's like two girls so far, right?
Yeah.
What about Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie?
Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Those are questionable.
There?
And Brandy.
They've got lady
that's
parts
four girls.
And Brandy. That's
no,
girls.
I don't think I can consider them part of the female culture because they have disgraced us.
And one's in jail getting her ass pounded like a man.
No, not Brandy. Brandy
yeah, she's in jail getting scissored.
I counted Brandy and Lala. Ew.
Look, they're, whether you like it or not, they have vaginas.
You just
and
like
we
it
have seen,
you.
We have seen
no,
their
they
vaginas.
Didn't.
Yeah, their they vaginas just, are probably loose enough to resemble a penis, but they're still vaginas.
But they
their
still like,
vaginas are
they,
loose enough to move into.
I can actually,
move furniture.
They yeah, kind of look see, like roast beef.
It's disgusting.
Well, I like my roast beef form with a side of mustard, y'all.
You know, I have to tell you.
And au jus.
Au jus.
Paris Hilton is probably in jail right now getting done in the ass like a man, but I think she's still a woman.
Oh, no. She's getting scissored.
I don't understand. She's in a female jail.
Yeah, she's but getting scissored.
There's toys.
The oh, with her push. Mop.
Oh.
Yeah. One yeah, of the girls mops. Will be like, that looks like a dildo.
It's Paris Hilton. They could just
and she'd
use
be like,
foot.
She'd be like, that's hot. Gonna
why?
Start a riot.
I just don't understand. If I was in
just
prison, want
to scream. I just want to be quiet.
I would not be doing somebody in the ass with a mop.
If Paris Hilton wasn't it, you wouldn't want to like rape her with a mop.
But not necessarily in the ass.
Like in a
where at?
Painful thing.
The vagina is too
in her roast
man.
Beef sandwich.
You'd have to rape her with like the other end of the mop in the vagina.
With a pylon.
Ew.
Ew.
What about with the floor scrubber waxing machine?
The buffer?
The buffer?
Come here, bitch.
No, that's to clean the shit off of it before you get
she
into
totally
it.
She would totally be into that. No, I know. It wouldn't even be rape anymore.
Here we go, another can state ending in A.
Hello from Louisiana. On what Louisiana. Feels like the hottest day around here thus far. I'm a first-time listener. Just got done listening to your most recent show for the first time. And I'm here to congratulate you on your 100th episode, although you're probably already working on your 101st. So,
yeah, he doesn't know us.
And keep up the good work.
What's cool about him is he listened to the last show a first time listener.
He's on the ball
and fucking calls our show.
Yeah, man, keep
what's
it up.
The rest of you?
We will send you more than
seriously.
Penis pictures.
Like, we've been here since day one, but like
we're sent you like
we unsubscribed, you know, on episode 50. So.
I've got to like wash my hair. You know, like
like maybe I'll call on the 200th episode.
And my toilet's looking real dirty.
I need to get out my floor waxer.
Yeah, I gotta go buff.
Wait, so who was that?
Vagina.
Who was that?
I don't know. He's a new listener. I don't
Did
know
he
who
say
he
his
is.
Name?
Nope.
Oh well, tell us your name or forever hold your peace.
We'll just call him Lou.
Hold your peace in your Louisiana hands and move it up and down.
New Lou.
New Lou. I like that. That's hot. New Lou. Email us. Tell us who you are and how you found us. Thank you.
Get on the bus, guys.
Again, here's another listener that has been here since the beginning. His name is Micro Otto E.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Herb. This is Micro Otto E. I just want to congratulate you on the 100th episode. And just keep it loud and keep it foul.
Okay, I totally think I was playing you in Tetris the other day on my DS, and you fucking beat the hell out of me.
Really?
That could have been half the population in Japan.
So what is his
right.
name?
Micro Otto E.
Micro Otto, like automobile, E.
Micro Otto
Michael
E.
Otto E. Like that.
I don't know his real name.
Oh, that's not his real name?
No, he's not that Japanese. he's not like a Pokemon or anything.
he said his name was Michael
Otto
E.
I chose you!
I wonder who the first person to name their child Pikachu was.
Oh my god.
They had to be black.
His right. name is Pikachu Izzle. Okay. Shit.
Pichizzle.
Here we go.
Pichizzle.
Run out of time. We have to start making the calls. More calls.
Dude,
more
I saw
calls.
A CD today, and Pichizzle. This girl's name was Rafisha.
Oh.
And I thought it was like...
No.
I looked and I glanced, and the tag said She Wants Revenge, like the band, you know? I don't know. But I looked under it, and it was the wrong CD, and it was like... Shawifra
So I glanced and I thought it was Xuan's Revenge, but it was like Shuifra. I'm not even joking. Shuifra. She's from like American Idol or some shit. I don't know.
Shuifra.
Anyway, go ahead.
I don't remember. Anyway, this is Nick calling all the way from Canada. He actually is one of the original listeners, and he started his own podcast. And here we go.
Hey, fellow monkeys. It's just Nick from the Mad Hatter Show. That's been renamed. Not really. But anyways, I just want to wish you guys a happy 100th episode, mostly because I've been here since, I think I've been listening from since like episode 3 or something like that. But yeah, I just want to remind everyone to check your squirrels, make sure you don't have any other problems for all you guys out there. Yes, that's it. Check your squirrels. It could save your life. And guys, congratulations on 100 episode. Yeah.
So,
you know what he reminds me of?
Are you allergic to Canadians?
I think so.
Or squirrels?
It's pine trees. The whole country smells like pine.
The reason he says every guy check their squirrels is because he found that he had testicular cancer.
And squirrels are kind of a euphemism for Ricky's balls because he has the biggest balls.
Everyone check Ricky's balls.
Yeah, it's okay. I like your balls.
Yeah, he's okay now. Okay. He's okay.
No, but I just had to say that for all the new listeners.
Right.
Squirrels equal Ricky, but Ricky's
after
balls.
He found out, did he start bicycling the Tour de France?
Was it like a Tom Green thing? Or? Remember that on Tom Green when he got him out? He had to take Glenn's lymph nodes and he's like... He's like, hey, Glenn comes up and he's like, so Tom, how does it feel to have a piece of me inside you? And Tom's like, that's never happened before. It's funny. Tom Green was good. I miss that show.
I hated him.
He has his own thing now.
Well, he has another show that was like
totally isn't he have an internet thing?
He has an internet dealy where he's like
it's
letting
like
people do their
TV
own shows.
Show?
It's really? Like an internet TV network.
That's yeah, cool. yeah.
Network.
He was advertising it on Loveline a while back.
He was also doing it on G4.
Was so good though. Like when he put Glenn's phone number on Times Square.
Oh,
it was like four of the numbers on the side that was facing the audience, and then the rest he put by mistake on the facing the outside
on
Times Square.
Oh my God!
And he got like it was like 561 voicemails with him the next day. It was like ridiculous.
His voicemail box let him do that?
Some shit, I don't know.
When you're famous, yeah. Yeah. Or if you live in San Francisco.
When you get mobile.
So here we go. Roy from Bear Podcast called in actually before they sent in the other one. So here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Ricky and the gang. This is Excali Bear from Bear Podcast. Hot. I just wanted to do a quick chime in and say congratulations on 100 episodes. Wow, not bad for a show that really had no promise to begin with. Anyway, great achievement. I'm glad to see that you guys have achieved 100 episodes, and I'm looking forward to listening to 100 more. And get me on your show, damn it. That's how you can make up for the fact that I wasn't able to meet you in Houston. Take it easy.
Here we go. My next call.
The dude who, like, is a recording device dealing for this sounds like a total tool. Hey, this is Ryan. I'm on the show.
I was like, who the fuck
but
is
I'm
this?
I'm calling anyway, because that's how I roll. Hi. Happy 100th episode. Even though if I'm not on it, I ain't listening to it, bitch. I probably will listen to it anyway. This is 100th episode, spectaculoso extravaganza. There's going to be all kinds of crazy shit. Like, shit you've never seen before. Like, four monkeys fucking... like eight hippopotamuses, and those hippopotamuses are having sex with a giraffe. Probably some kind of deep throat action, I imagine, because that would make sense. Alright, well, I don't really have anything else to say. World of Warcraft is not working right now, which is why I'm calling you. Maybe I can get it working again. I'll try that later. Bye.
Deep throating giraffes while they have turpentine.
Yeah.
That too.
That's hot. Wow.
It was Tuesday server maintenance.
Oh.
That
was the best so far.
Why?
Oh, puke.
So funny.
Puke.
You puke.
All right, so
why
here we go.
Why did you call into the show?
I know.
Because it's my show.
If you had called in, we're funny. I'm like, here's the best.
If it was my show, I would have called in. I would have been like, hey, Ryan, I love you.
Shows up before we finish.
So we have Samantha that called in. She was a member on our show for like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
She was like a host for like a day.
And then she got pregnant.
Yeah.
Again.
You're not allowed to be on the show if you're pregnant?
I'm just joking.
Her boyfriend doesn't allow it.
Yeah.
Because like, he thinks women
like the
are
microphones
trash.
Might appear.
And women shouldn't talk about sex.
The microphones might look like phallic symbols.
That is a wonderful baby daddy to
yeah.
have.
Yeah. So here we go.
Hey, Ricky and Herb. Happy 100th anniversary. Happy 100th episode of Foul Monkeys. Awesome. Way to go. This is Samantha, by the way. Can I redo this?
She totally fucked up.
Can I redo this?
So
there are no do-overs.
Did she
in life,
call
Missy.
Back?
Yes, she called back.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
See, that's what Christian did. I swear to God, but he just didn't say anything about
here
it.
Here we go. Here we go. Here she is.
Hey, listeners, this is Samantha. I'm calling to tell you guys how much I miss you, how much I miss being on the show. I want to wish Ricky and Herb a happy 100th episode. Congratulations. I hope you have 100 million more. So keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Damn, she was fresh like spring on that
one. I know, right?
Calling the Foul Monkeys. If you fuck up, we'll put it on anyway.
Exactly.
You better have that shit down.
If you fuck up, we'll count it as
you
another call.
You better have that shit written down. And we're starting to like run low on time.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Here's another familiar voice.
No.
Here we go.
Hey, it's Steffi. It seemed kind of fucked up to, you know, let me be on the show and then I don't even call and leave a message for the 100th show. So hopefully this isn't too late. I know that I put it off, but I was just at your house, so I didn't figure that I needed to leave a message immediately. But I'm leaving one now. And, of course, you know, I love the show and I really appreciate you guys letting me be on it and, you know, letting me ramble on about stuff really softly because I don't talk loud enough. But
not
I'm
like
very
Brandy,
excited
though.
About your
yeah.
100th
Mute
episode,
Brandy.
And I hope that you have 100 more and 100 more and 100 more, and that I'm on at least 50 of them.
That's like
I love you guys. Bye.
Dude, Stephanie, I'm glad you're on too. We have
aww.
Fun.
I'll be louder.
No, we have fun, and you're funny. And...
Actually, your pink slip is over.
Oh, and I have to say... I have to say,
fire me if you weren't paid.
No, I have to say, Stephanie is probably one of the coolest girls I've met so far, at least in Lakeland, because I've never met a girl who's actually good at video games.
Lala.
No, but I haven't met her.
Yeah.
So,
but we will be when she comes to Daytona Beach because she's a lesbian. She's going to be on a bike.
That'd be
she's
cool.
Really not a lesbian, though, I don't think.
Like a motorcycle?
Yeah. Or she's going to be here like, for Bike Week.
I thought you were
going Daytona. Yeah.
Like American Vagina Choppers.
Mm-hmm. American Vagina Choppers.
Have you seen her picture?
Yes.
I can't remember
she's
what she
pretty.
Looks like.
She's cute.
She's
I know she's pretty, but I couldn't remember.
She's like pretty and junk.
No, but Stephanie actually kicked like definite ass. Like definite ass on Dead or Alive. I'm very impressed.
Definite
wow.
Well,
ass.
Thank you. I do
ass.
Try. Wait till DOA 4.
Okay, I'm ready.
Next
it's
call.
On, like Donkey Kong.
It's on like Cheech and Chong.
This is from my little sister. Yeah, she called me. Here we go.
Hey, Goldie, what's
that's
up? This is your sister. I was just calling to say congratulations on the 100th show, and I hope to hear 100 plus more. So keep up the good work. I love hearing you. So anyway, talk to you later. Got to give the boys a bath. Bye.
Bye.
Your sister.
Damn.
Is awesome.
Everybody has such high expectations. 100 more now.
Did you hear, my nephew was like, ah!
Because the nephew's screaming in the background, and then you can hear her, and she's like, yeah, 100 shows. I gotta give him a bath. Yeah, whatever.
You know, she's sitting there with like 3 babies in one arm and like a bunch of groceries and ice cream and stuff.
Sounds like the kid's killing another kid yeah. in the background, and she did not care.
Adam Sandler.
So we've saved the best for last. How does that song go?
Who does that song?
Save the best for last. Who sang that
sometimes
song?
Sometimes the cow jumps over the moon.
Yeah.
That's how I always sang it when I was a kid.
Who sings that?
Was it Vanessa Williams?
Yes, Vanessa.
Yeah.
When
I
did
love
the Mulan,
that song.
Was it the Mulan song?
No, it was way before that. Mulan. No.
What she did a cartoon. The song was a major, it was a song for a major Disney movie.
Beauty and the Beast?
No. It was before that.
Mulan was after Beauty and the Beast.
I know, but it was Pocahontas? No, it
Colors
was before
of the
that.
Wind?
Huh?
Colors of the Wind?
Oh.
That's... We go and Can save you... the best for last.
Wait, are you saying Save the Best for Last was in a Disney movie?
Yeah, I thought so. Maybe not.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I'm
listeners, call in and let me know.
Not a Disney classic.
But anyway, yeah, Vanessa Williams, that was an awesome song.
I've seen
song.
Them all.
I used to love that song when I was a kid.
I will. We will. So, the very last person... It's probably the person with
the last call in on Foul Monkeys. Get ready.
He probably has the biggest penis because his name is Xavian.
And he's black.
Here we go.
Foul Monkey Pitches, what's up? Hey, Xavian. You guys haven't heard from me in a while.
Yeah, I know.
Who's your favorite black dude that sounds like a white dude? Heading to work for a fun-filled Thursday. But anyway... I just realized, yet again, because Ricky reminded me every fucking day that the 100th episode is coming up. So, this is me calling to congratulate you guys on 100 fucking fantastic episodes. You guys rock. You're my favorite podcast. And on top of that, you guys are fucking cool dudes to talk to. You know, it's one of the most interactive podcasts ever, and I appreciate that. So, keep up the good work, you guys. And here's to another 100 episodes, all right? You guys fucking rock it. Later.
Yay.
We're interactive.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My dog is getting on my nerves.
She's saying hi. Are you saying hi?
No, he's saying I need to go to the fuck O-U-T.
Yeah, we can't say it or else he goes insane. He might bark, though. We might hear Finbar bark.
No, we don't want him barking.
Yes.
So, can you believe we made it through 28 phone calls in 57 minutes?
No, seriously? Yes. Did we?
Yes.
That wasn't 28, was it?
28 calls.
I'm fucking high.
Hi, I'm live, bitches!
And cold medicine.
And cookies.
And your mom.
My mom listens to the show.
She really does.
Yeah, I talked to her the other day.
Oh, snap. She's like,
I'm
Richard.
I'm sorry, Mrs.
Bert Carpenter.
Mom.
Yeah, Mrs.
She's all, Richard, mom. I heard that shit that you talking about me.
I'm not a slut.
No.
What
yeah. She doesn't call me Richard. She calls me Rick.
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 Really? Does she always call you that?
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
The only two people that are allowed to call me that because I cannot stand it because it's like the most redneck thing ever
Rick.
Is my mom and my dad. Rick. And now Rick. My dad's dead, so it's just my mom. Rick.
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 Like creek, but crick.
Right, like
Rick.
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 like Hick with the R, with the letter before
I can't
S.
call you that?
No.
No.
I hate it.
You called me Steph.
I call you Steph.
No, you say Steph. You both do.
E.
Because it's easier, dude. And I had a friend named Steph in Phoenix. I'm like,
but Steph sounds like an infection.
No, it doesn't.
Can we call you?
I have a Steph infection.
Yeah, I have my friend. Her name is Steph.
Anee. E.
Yeah, but Stephanie sounds like
Steph infection in the knee.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
That's why everyone says Steffi.
Yeah, but Steffi sounds like.
I'll just change my name completely.
Good. I hope
show.
You would.
We need a
Thanks.
Name for you. Like Ryan is grandpa. Ryan
I'll change
grandpa.
It to Foul.
Hell
Monkeys.
Yeah, I'm grandpa.
Hey, it wasn't in a movie.
I'm not.
Save the best for last.
What is
she
it?
She is really pretty.
Who sang it?
Vanessa Williams.
Oh, I thought so.
But it wasn't in a movie.
You go and save the best
Wait a minute.
For last.
Uh-oh.
Well,
uncovered new
the song
evidence.
Is played over the closing credits of the 1994 Australian movie The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Okay.
As
See, I knew
a,
it was in a movie.
No, listen to this. As a silhouetted drag queen lip syncs along to it.
I love that movie. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert? Oh, it's
Seriously?
Awesome.
Huh? Seriously?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Are you fucking with us like you did with Zaxby's earlier?
No, for real. I like that movie.
Yeah, dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd so, oh,
Ricky's
so we
all,
drive
well,
up.
I guess Zaxby's is closed for construction.
Because there was no cars, and I was just joking. I was like, ah, oh, just kidding. We roll up in there, and they're like, closed because of water break and mulberry.
You realize that
in Mulberry.
What the fuck was that?
Did he cry?
He puked and
peed
his pants.
Our water's broken.
And he's still in his pissy pants.
Really?
I peed in my pants and I'm still wearing my pee pants.
Hey, she was Miss America for 1984. No shit, man.
Yeah, but then she was expelled for being a whore.
She's hot, though. Damn.
I want sex.
She is like an ebony mistress. She is a chocolate truffle.
Vanessa Williams, really?
Look at her. Pretty.
She's she has like, really pretty eyes.
Pretty.
Chocolate covered mushroom.
Well, pretty for like her age now, because she was born in like 69.
Did you say 69?
She's younger than my mom.
I think she looks scary now.
No, she's born in 63, excuse me.
She's still younger
she's
than my mom.
Older than my mom.
Okay, so.
She's born in 65.
So it's time to end the show.
Is
all right.
It really?
It's time to end the show. Can you believe that
shit?
It's
the magic time.
Hundredo.
100 fucking episodes.
And I've been on, can you believe though?
For free.
I've been on since 75? 25
75?
Episodes. That's crazy. I've already been on a quarter of that. Damn.
No, you were on like 55, right? I don't know. People go back and look.
I came on as a host at 25, but I'd been on two or three episodes.
Well, they can't, but if they send us $5, then we'll be happy to make them a DVD.
Or penis pictures.
And then make them look for when Herb appeared.
Well, they can look at the show notes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They can go back and look at the webpage and look at the show notes.
That's hot. Drop it down.
Don't want to start a riot.
So,
there's no would you rathers today?
Huh?
There's no would you rathers today?
Let's do one. Let's do one. The 100th would you rather ever.
There be.
All right. We'll do today's. What's today? The 19th?
Yes.
The 19th.
No, it's the 20th.
The 20th.
You rather we burp on
20
episodes or
you must choose.
I can fart
episodes.
Right now.
Would you rather
okay
be impervious to the red eye phenomena in photographs? Did I say that right?
Yes.
Impervious, yes.
Or have expert precision when straw puncturing Capri Sun beverage pouches.
Dude, those things are pussies. I already have that.
The
I think
the red eye.
Yeah.
Got to catch the red eye.
I want the Capri Sun.
With Cillian Murphy. Creepy motherfucker. 28 days later in my asshole, you bitch.
Episode 100. We want to do like 500 more shows. And we'll keep recording just as long as we have people calling in and letting us know what they think
and
about the show.
And send us money.
Money's nice, pictures. But it's not required.
Penis
but
pictures.
You can.
206-984-FOWL.
Fax it to us.
At foulmonkeys.com. foulmonkeys.com, myspace.com/foulmonkeys.
Foulmonkeys store.
Right. Go on iTunes.
Yes.
Look us up.
Comment on our website. We don't get a lot of people commenting on our website.
If we were the front page on iTunes at least once, I would actually check it because I hate iTunes and I hate Apple. But that would be amazing if we could get there.
We can only do that if they write reviews for us.
Right. So you got
to. That's the only
reviews.
Way to get on the front page.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's like
there's
the same person,
page?
But you just change your name and you do it a lot?
No, then, but I delete your other one.
But like if you change your name.
Yeah, but they keep your IP address, I bet.
Really?
Probably.
I don't know.
It's Apple. They do shit.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Oh, I do have an email to go over.
We're running a contest right now. Send us your top 5 credit card numbers.
That's
and
great.
And if one of them matches, then you win.
And we win too. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody wins.
Here's an email for our 100th show. It says, gentlemen, just want you to know that I'm still listening to and enjoy Foul Monkeys. Congrats on the 100th show from the fattest one on the interwebs. Glad to hear that you two will be sharing a studio here soon. Can only make things more intimate. Here's to 100 more. Big Fatty. Big Fatty's from a podcast called LittleFattyCast.com.
That's a lot
little
of fatty.
Or Big Fatty?
He's Big Fatty.
Who's Little Fatty?
Larry's Little Fatty.
But they're both not really that fat.
So how does he know that he's the fattest? It's like confirmed.
That's you have to listen to their show to get it.
Oh.
Right, and I have to go to the bathroom, so let's get out of here.
World War V.
Yes.
Ryan already blew it up today.
Yeah.
He really blew it up.
I'm surprised for how hairy you are that I've never found like Ryan hairs on the toilet.
Ugh. Yeah.
I'm glad.
No, it stays in there. It's like animal fur. But
it's
like,
not really that
shedding.
Hairy.
All right, we got to go.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
On that, thank you for being great listeners. We appreciate all the calls.
I love
even
you.
If we had to beg for it. please let us know what you think about the show. We're going to try to make it better. We just need to get together and
wow, that plan all some rhymed. Stuff. You always rhymed when you make your statements. I love
really?
You.
You're like yeah, Dr. Seuss.
You are
yeah.
like Dr.
But what like, I say,
you're like gay Dr. Seuss.
You're like,
Seuss.
I promise we'll make it better when we get together, when it's when we're wearing pleather and they make it out of leather. Ah!
Some weather.
And I'll check the weather on my Wii.
All right, people, this is Ricky.
This is her.
This is Stephanie.
And this is Ryan.
Episode 100.
Yay.
Don't mess out. With foul.
Monkeys. Bye.